President Trump is visiting Kenosha, Wisconsin today, despite the mayor and governor urging him not to avoid further inflaming racial tensions. The city is reeling after a white police officer shot the black man Jacob Blake in the back, and subsequent protests that turned deadly when a 17-year-old white teen shot three people, killing two, and wounding one. He's been charged with homicide. Last night, President Trump spoke of the shooter as a victim, echoing the shooter's lawyer, who says he acted in self-defense. And the president also said it was the shooter who was almost killed. Gina Barton is an investigative reporter covering criminal justice issues for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Gina, what is the mood there in Kenosha? You've got the shootings, the protests, the upcoming visit, and comments from the president.
Even before today, things have been very tense in Kenosha for the past week. And the president deciding to visit now has made a lot of people nervous that things that he says or that his base clashing with people on the other side of the political aisle is going to inflame the tensions.
Well, the president is visiting damaged businesses and he's going to visit with law enforcement. He will more than likely tout law and order. But is there some concern that, you know, armed militia supporters might show up again to support him? And as you said, he might be drawing them into the city.
There is a lot of concern about that. Jacob Blake's family said that they're going to have a peaceful vigil at the scene where he was shot. And so the hope is that things there will remain prayerful and calm. And if some of these armed so-called militia men who have been out on previous nights do decide to come out, they will be in the areas that have been set on fire, damaged, things like that, which the president will be touring today. So maybe the two sides will be able to stay apart.
In different areas. And the 17-year-old shooter has been charged with murder and attempted murder. How's the response to him, you know, the comments about him from President Trump? How's that going over in Kenosha?
It depends on who you talk to. People who are supporters of President Trump are saying it's clear that the shooter acted in self-defense. People who I talked to who were there, who witnessed these shootings, said it was clearly not self-defense. Nobody seems to agree on anything. And I think one of the problems is when you see something on video, you're not seeing the whole context of the situation. And people are going to believe what they want to believe.
But just to clarify, don't we see on video this young man walking up to a, you know, up to protesters with his gun? And I believe he shot one before others try to take the gun away from him. So when President Trump is commenting about how he seemed to be the victim, he'd already shot and killed one person.
That's definitely one of the issues, is it seems that President Trump's comments are coming in after Kyle Rittenhouse has already fatally shot one person. And that is when a group followed him, and I'm told they were trying to disarm him and prevent him from shooting any more civilians.
The president, as we said, is coming to support law enforcement, but there's also a video of the police before the shooting talking with some of these different armed militia members, including Rittenhouse, saying, "We're grateful you guys are here," offering them water. This, again, is before the shooting. And then after the shooting, he appears to walk right by police. He left the state. He went home to Illinois. And Jacob Blake's family is saying this is a clear illustration of two different law enforcements, one for blacks, one for whites. So as the president visits with the police, what's the sense of law enforcement in Kenosha? You know, this seems like a big wound.
It really does. And adding salt to that wound is the fact that President Trump does not plan to meet with Jacob Blake's family. The president said he had talked to their pastor, but the family says they don't have a pastor, so they don't know who he actually talked to, if anyone. So the fact that he is coming here, possibly going to inflame tensions when the governor asked him to reconsider that decision, and that it seems he's only going to be engaging with law enforcement, I think is doing a lot to reinforce the beliefs of Jacob Blake's family and of other Black Lives Matter protesters that the president doesn't care about them.
Gina Barton, investigative reporter covering criminal justice issues for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Gina, thank you.
Thanks for having me.